You're listening to SBS News.
Emerging from Newcastle's Magistrates Court, Archbishop Philip Wilson kept his head down. He gave no response to the questions posed by reporters following the landmark decision against him.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the Catholics in that late Archbishop?
Do you still deny the allegation?
Have you got any comment to make, Archbishop? Is there anything you want to say to the victims?
One of Australia's most senior Catholics now faces up to 2 years in jail for his role in covering up the abuse of altar boys in New South Wales' Hunter region in the mid-1970s. The court has found Mr. Wilson was told about the abuse at the hands of Father Jim Fletcher and did nothing. Magistrate Robert Stone criticised his evidence as contrived, saying the 67-year-old's emotions were not genuine. Peter Cray, the victim who first told Mr. Wilson about the abuse, says he broke down in court when the verdict was delivered.
It's a decision that will hopefully unravel the hypocrisy, the deceit, and the abuse of power and trust that the church has displayed.
Other victims waived their right for anonymity as they too hailed the decision. Daniel Feenan was one.
I'm over the moon, feel vindicated. He deserves to go to jail. Okay, he's made my life hell for 41 years standing here today.
Victim Peter Gogarty called the verdict one of the most significant days in criminal law in Australian history.
I just want to say what an enormous relief it is that the people who let this happen are finally being brought to account. We have finally got the highest ranked official in the world convicted of concealing that abuse. So I'm almost beyond belief that we've got to this point.
In a statement, the Archbishop says he will consider the verdict with his lawyers to determine whether or not to appeal. Prosecutors say they will seek Philip Wilson's imprisonment when he is sentenced next month. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.